real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you can also tune in to us on the internet. We're live on the internet. And today, I have an important message for you ladies. You ladies, just don't listen. The other day, by the Polly Longs, this lady in an SUV opened her passenger door, got some stuff out, and put it in the back of her SUV, left the door open, and her purse and everything on the floor. A homeless bunch of people were just coming up to her car, to her SUV. And I don't know if they were intending to steal her purse or to shut the door. And they walked off. So I went up to her and I told her, do not leave your door open. A lot of you ladies do this, right? Because you trust everybody. A lot of you do it. I see it all the time. That's inviting a theft. You may as well put a sign on the door, please steal my purse. Do not leave your purse on the floor in the car with the door open. If you need to leave the purse in the car, leave it in the back seat on the floor, out of sight. But do not leave the door open. A lot of you do it at the gas station. Okay? At the gas station, you also don't leave your keys in the ignition. Times are getting hard, folks. Don't invite something bad to happen. Be careful. The other thing, when you have your car serviced, in the old days, service didn't mean change the oil and the filter. Service meant you check the car out. But today, because of the creation of these fast Jiffy Lubes, they just change the oil and the filter and away you go. It came about the same time as self-serve service stations. Well, the trade-off on that is you never get your car checked out as far as the steering and the suspension goes, or the brakes. Those are safety features that need to be checked, especially on Oahu. I see people speeding down Kamehameha Highway and Farrington Highway and through the city and Waikamilo. I mean, they're speeding over the potholes. The potholes are beating your suspension and steering mechanisms to death. Slow down, folks. If you're on a bad road like that, and some young boy runs across the street, you're not going to be able to stop. It's impossible to come to a fast stop on a bumpy pothole road. If you have the time, you want to see if I'm telling you what I'm telling you is true, go mark the street, go down 25 miles an hour over the potholes, slam on the brake right at that line, and measure how long it takes to stop the vehicle. Then get on the street that is perfect, no potholes, do the same thing. The one without the potholes, your vehicle will stop in half the distance. Now, I'm so sick and tired of politicians promising, if you vote for me, I will fix the potholes. You know, if you believe them, folks, that's sad. Who said, I will fix the potholes? Every one of them. But go look at City Hall, the Punch Bowl, King Street, around City Hall. It's terrible. It's got potholes like crazy. And the reason the potholes come out is because the layer of asphalt is too thin. It is. In the old days, when they repaved the road, it was 4 inches thick because the people, the politicians, they all had integrity. They all thought about taking care of the people. Not today. Those of you that can remember back in the 50s and 60s, life was different. Traffic was different. Everything was different. Today, you're lucky if your own family thinks of you and help you. But that's the reason I wanted to check that vehicle that killed the 3 young people in Neva. I have a bad feeling the suspension gave way. I don't like it when HPD just so lazy and just blames the driver. Like I said before, folks, if the suspension breaks off, I don't care if you was Mario Andrade or whoever, the famous race car drivers, you won't be able to control the vehicle. It's common sense. The steering break off, how are you going to control it? But the safety check, the so-called safety check system that we have, it's all wrong. It's exposing your VIN number for the vehicle, which is, I say, is illegal, because you're exposing your personal information, and is not being enforced, is not being checked right. It's not being done right. The state spends a lot of money to employ people to do the administrative work. Now, fine, it's fine if people do the work and make sure the car is what you call safety checked. That's why on the mainland, they all gave it up. They don't do safety check. They put it on the burden of the car owner. If the police officer sees you have a bald tire, he slaps you with a $400 ticket. And the people know this. So when they take the car into service, they have it checked out. I don't know. I don't know what to say. How many lives we have to lose before we do something? I tried to find a way to check the vehicle. HPD won't allow me to check it. And I tried to get a hold of the car owners, and I couldn't get a hold of them. So it has to be the way it is. Okay, so safety is number one. There's another thing up. the mayor and the city council made a law that you cannot use your cell phone or text or do anything while crossing in a crosswalk. Think, people, think. There is a law that's on the books that the pedestrians have the right of way. You cannot hit the pedestrian or continue past the pedestrian when the pedestrian is in the crosswalk. So why the double jeopardy of the law? If the pedestrian has the right of way, he can do anything he wants. He can be talking to his friend or whatever, anything, because they have the right of way. The cars have to stop. That is the law. Now, when you come out and you make a law where you cannot use your phone and blah, 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 you're taking away your constitutional right. The law cannot be made for something that does not endanger people other than your own. If it doesn't endanger anybody but yourself, they cannot make a law like that. If you allow it, then America is going to be communism. That's how communism starts. The government controls you. Anyway, all that laws frustrated me because looking at the right thing and doing the right thing is not being done. For those of you that have special cars, I mean classic cars, that require special tires that are not being produced anymore. You know, like the old 55 Chevys had a little 4-inch thread tire, big fat white walls, that made it look original. Well, you can't buy those tires no more, but you can. There's one company that will produce any size, any style, any brand tire you need for your car. And I believe back in those days, the wheel was 14 inches, not 15, not 16 or 18 or 20. It was 14 inches. And you can't find a tire like that today. Well, there's a company called Cooper Tires. I met the manager there at the SEMA show, and he said, oh, yeah, we make any tire, any size, any thread, any brand size, any white wall, red line, whatever. They'll make it for you. Cooper Tires. Okay? So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. When you're buying a classic car, and if you want an original, okay, you take some money and hire an expert to check it out for you. Do not just go and look at it yourself unless you are an expert in that vehicle. Too many people are getting taken, assuming that is an original. Okay? Because when you turn around to try to sell it, that person trying to buy it for a high price is going to bring his own expert, and they're going to find faults. Okay? When they say numbers match, what they mean by that? Let me give an example. A 1962 Corvette came out with four different 327 engines. Okay? The digit that says 327, and there's another digit that specifies the horsepower. Now, as long as the horsepower and the cubic inch is correct, that is a matching number. The same with the cylinder heads and rest of them. The numbers all have to match. It's not necessarily the exact same number as the serial number. All the numbers on the serial number indicate what that car had. Whether it's automatic, 4-speed, 3-speed, whatever. Okay? That's what they mean by numbers match. You don't want to be buying a 62 Corvette that was an automatic and now is a 4-speed, and they're saying numbers match. Oh, I think it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? What happened to Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, how you doing?
Okay.
You know, you in the opening thing gets me like I'm doing cartwheels around my house. My neighbors think I'm crazy now. But these laws are for. It's for the politicians to go back and tell you that they care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about it. Remember when they passed the seatbelt laws?
Mm-hmm.
Weren't we all supposed to be safer? Nobody's supposed to get killed in the road. Remember they passed the cell phone? You're not supposed to talk while you're driving on the cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
How many people you see driving on the cell phone talking?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're telling you, oh, we're going to help you because you're too stupid to walk across the street and not get run over. We're passing a law that if we catch you texting while you're walking, it's okay. But you can walk and talk on the phone. Now, George, what's the fatal flaw right there?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if what I'm doing when I'm holding my phone? How many people do you see holding the phone, shouting at the phone? They don't put it up by their ear.
That's right.
So how are you going to tell if I'm reading something or I'm talking on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, how
frustrating.
You got intelligent people sitting in a room together. Think about this. And I know I'm not going to go long, but I'm trying to get you to see folks from my perspective. Intelligent people sit in a room. How hard is it to get a law passed? Very hard. They got to read it. Lawyers look at it. Goes back and forth. It gets debated. Whatever. Then they sign it into law. And then you look at the law and you just go, this makes no sense. what were you people thinking about? You know, it's like I said, sometimes it's beyond funny to me.
It is.
You can't enforce speeding. I thought you weren't supposed to allow people to ride the back of the pickup truck anymore. Remember when that was the big craze?
Mm-hmm.
And now, does anybody talk about that? No. Do you see people in the back of pickup trucks again? I see whole families back there. Same circle. Just like I said, and the schools. We're going to fix the school.
Right.
Just re-elect me.
Right.
I love babies. I love you kids. I'm going to take care of you. And nothing gets done. And on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Bob was getting carried away. And you don't blame him. Anyway, the oil drain boxes that you find at the parts stores. Oil drain boxes, folks, is illegal. It's illegal. Go look it up. All across America, it's illegal to use oil drain boxes because all of the garbage does not go to the power plant to burn and make electricity. I think it's only like 10% that goes to the power plant. The rest is at Waimanalo Gulch or wherever they have the rubbish dump. Again, go check it. You'll see tons and tons of oil drain boxes going into the rubbish dump.
So how do they keep selling it if it's illegal?
Because our politicians, I don't want to beat on them, but you know, I love Hawaii. And I get really upside down when I see these people that are in office that's supposed to watch for the people and protect Hawaii, protect the land. Don't pay attention to the oil drain box. Yeah, they talk about the plastic bags. Why not just go to paper bags like long ago? It worked back in the 50s.
That's what they're going to do. They are going back to that.
Get rid of all plastic bags. I mean, if plastic is no good, cut it off right now. That's it. It's like if it's a poison to eat that rice, you can eat it until we get it enforced.
But back in the day, what do people used to do about their cats and dogs' droppings?
Bury it.
But if you don't own a house and you live in a condo, how do you do that?
Throw it in the plastic paper bag and throw it in the garbage. People had lots of paper bags. You know, fine. I mean, people told me that it's not enough. You know, it's going to be expensive, whatever. You can recycle the garbage at the Waimanalo Gulch and make paper bags. Okay? But the oil drain boxes, think about it. It goes into the rubbish dump. Okay? And the big bulldozers comes rolling over it and squishes that box. Where does the oil go? Thousands and thousands of gallons of waste oil is going into the ground.
So what if they don't use that, they just use a container and just throw it in the trash?
No. And this is back again to the, I don't want to beat on the politicians, but back in the old days, you take the oil, the dirty oil, to a service station or to an auto repair facility, and they have a waste oil dump. And Unitech or some company like that comes around and sucks out the waste oil. That waste oil is then redone or rejuvenated and used as a second grade oil. But it's not dumped into the ocean, dumped into the ground. I mean, it's bad enough the convention center was built over a whole lake of oil. Go look in the Alawai Canal, folks. You see it coming out every day. That auto dealer that was there, the Chevy dealer, had no oil catchment tank. They drained all the oil into the ground. Sorry for the bad news, but, you know, enough is enough, and you gotta stop it.
So they had a hole in the ground?
Yep. Yep, that's all they did. Back then, nobody cared. Now, people care, but it's still going on. Okay, when you buy a new car, do not turn in your old car.
Why, it's easy to do that.
Yeah, if you have a lot of money like Wanda, you turn it in, okay? They have a schedule, okay? They know how much they can give you for a discount without a turn-in. Okay, that's why they always ask you, how much is this Camry? They ask you, you have a turn-in, because if you have a turn-in, then they're going to give you the discounted price with your turn-in. So in other words, they're taking your turn-in for free so they can turn around and sell it and make money. They're in business to make money. They're not in business to be a nice guy and help you out. So you cannot be lazy and you sell your used car outside. In the old days, you only had the newspaper. Today, you have the newspaper, you have Craigslist, eBay, and all kinds of stuff. Sell it. If you don't want to sell it, then donate it. But you're going to find that this particular car, they'll probably say it's $21,000 for the car. Your price without the turn-in. And if you have a turn-in, they're going to take your turn-in and tell you this car is $21,000. Got the picture? Then they auction off your old car and they make money.
So how about you don't say you have a turn-in?
Then you get a better price. You're going to get the $21,000.
Then so they already committed that your car is going to cost $21,000. And then you go, okay, I changed my mind. I'm going to do a turn-in.
Then they're going to give you the same price, the turn-in. They're not going to give you the same deal. Wanda, they're in business to make money. They're not in business to do you a favor and be a nice person and help you out. If they did that, they'd be going out of business. That's why you don't turn in the car. A lot of people get taken because they have old cars that's worth a lot of money and they say, well, your car is worth $1,000. We'll give you $1,000 and knock it off the retail price and that's your deal. Then they turn around, auction it off and get $10,000 for it. See? So, it's up to you. The best deal is you buy it out. No turn-in. Okay? Now, the other thing. Before you go there to pick up your new car, make sure you have all the info of the new car and you call your insurance company and have it insured. You don't want to drive out and go around the corner and slam, you got into an accident. No accident, no insurance. It's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. So I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 524-1080. Whether you have a question, announcement, whatever. Okay? When you do brake jobs, and I keep saying this over and over, and people, I find, still look at price. It's sad. Safety, there's no two ways about safety. You have to have safety to stop. Anyway, when you buy new tires, make sure the tire size is the same as it was on the car. So it's a good idea to measure the tire when you have a brand new car as far as the diameter, because you can have you can measure a Goodyear tire, a BF Goodrich tire, Uniroyal or Michelin, all the same size, whatever the size may be, but the diameter is going to be different. So that's why the speedometer is going to read different if it's a taller tire. If it's a shorter tire, no problem, because the speedometer will read faster than you're actually going. Okay? So, anyway, who do we have now?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. How you guys doing? You said you could call Eco to learn about the dangers of electric cars.
Call who?
Call Eco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that what you said?
Well, the electric cars, okay, if it was safe, and that's a big word, if. NHRA, IHRA, and every organization in racing would allow it. All racing organizations, safety is number one on the top of the list. It is not safe, and that's the reason why they don't allow electric cars in racing. So if it's not allowed in racing, why do we have it on the streets? No.
Yeah. Because they're using electricity, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I try to make some people understand, you know, but...
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. The people just don't understand. Look at the Marco Polo. There were fire hoses on every floor. There were fire extinguishers on every floor.
Oh.
Did anybody use them? No.
They didn't know it was there.
I mean, you see it every day.
Yeah.
You see those big glass cases right there. And that's a good example of people not thinking. If they had used the fire hose, the fire wouldn't have got as big as it did. But what can I say? But
yeah, tragedy.
Yeah, so. And the big thing about electric cars, it has EMF. EMF is one of the biggest causes of cancer. But people don't pay attention. And they think that saving a dime today is worth the cancer down the road.
Yeah. I know that I had a hybrid car. I had to change the battery, but it was on warranty. But even that's expensive, yeah?
Oh, yes. Very expensive battery.
Electric is more, huh?
Yes. Because your life.
Right.
And until you lose that life, you don't realize how expensive.
Okay. I got an accident. I'm getting married in Vegas on the 19th. So.
Wow.
Should be fun.
Good for you.
Should have a regular minister and then the Elvis guy can sing three songs for us.
Good for you.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. It's the first time for me. Oh, I don't know how to act, man, you know.
Very good. Congratulations.
All right, thank you. See you guys another time.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Aloha. Okay. We still recommend the Shell 92 gas as being the best gas to use. And why the octane varies on every island, I don't know. I don't want to mention what the octane reading is on the other islands because the people blending it might get in trouble. So, anyway. As far as the rail, people all think that the rail is going to take away traffic. This Frenchman way back that made a study of Honolulu came back and said, think, if the freeway is open, would you catch the rail tomorrow? Would you stand in line and catch the rail tomorrow?
No.
Common sense. And if you're a housewife and you look out the window and say, wow, the street's all empty, you're going to hop in your car and go shopping. So he says, for every car you take off the road, another will take his place. That is not the answer for, rail is not the answer for eliminating traffic. Okay? So look all around the mainland. They have rail and train, and they have traffic. So much for that. Okay? So, when you buy a new car, I highly recommend that you change the motor oil to the Royal Purple HPS oil, and you change the trans oil to AMS oil. The AMS oil is good for 100,000 miles, and the Royal Purple motor oil is good for 15 to 20,000 miles. Okay? So, anyway, who do we have now? Okay. So, think about the roads, folks. You know, when I see the potholes, it really hurts because they don't care about the damage that's been done to your car. I mean, the auto repair shops love it. They love the mayor.
And the car dealerships.
And the car dealerships. They love them because they're generating business for them. But is that the way to do it? It's not the way. So, as far as waxing the car, a lot of people, and Celine Steve is one of them, that don't believe in waxing the car. The cars should be waxed at least once a year, at least.
Once a year only?
That's for the lazy people. But if your car is out in the element, in the sun, every day, then once a month, it should be waxed.
And they should use that clay bar thing?
You use the clay bar if you have what is called industrial fallout.
I don't see how cars that's going to be sitting out wouldn't have industrial fallout.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have lots of wax, like my son Brad has, even the fly slides off his car. So the industrial fallout won't fall onto it. Way back, I put a big magnet by the freeway on the guardrail. After 1 week, I went back to get that magnet, and it was covered with metal. Fine black metal dust. Now, those people that live along the freeways, they're breathing that every day. The fine metal dust.
Where is that coming from?
the brakes. See, in the old days, we had drum brakes. Drum brakes held all the dust inside of the drum. Today, we have all disc brakes. So the disc brake is flying the dust out all over the place. Okay, I think it's break time again.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080.
Someone called in and they wanted me to ask you, what would you recommend they do with the oil that they are changing?
Take it to an auto repair shop or call the city, ask the city. And if you ask the city is going to say, put it in an oil drain box and put it in the garbage. That's not the right way. But take it to an auto repair shop, Omidas, and have them dispose of it.
And they'll do it for free or for a fee? Or,
well, if they're good people, they'll do it for free. And if not, they're business and money, then they'll about like $5. About the cost of the oil drain box. But at least your conscience is clear that you're not killing the Aina. And you see it all the time. They have contaminated water, contaminated this. It always happens. It's sad. Okay, the other thing that need to be emphasized, and I don't think the city or the state will emphasize it, they would rather get on things like don't talk on the phone while crossing the street. Well, I experienced seeing red light runners. I mean, I see cars at Nuuanu and Baratania. They're waiting and they see, whoa, they can make the run. It's red. They're waiting at the red light. They see that they can make it across the street and just go. They just run the red light. I'm really blown away. Nuuanu and Baratania and Nuuanu and Kukui, they run red lights like crazy. One day, or I should say one evening, a bicycle rider riding across the street nearly got hit because the guy just decided to run the red light. Why isn't it being brought out about red light running? I don't understand this. I mean, you people that drive every day, you must see it. Especially at Vineyard, the left turns, they're running the red light. It turns red and they keep going. Three or four cars go. But anyway, so much for that. They would rather go after the pedestrians than using the cell phone in the crosswalk, when it's a law that a car has to stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk. But anyway, it's frustrating seeing how things are not being done right. It's really sad. And the easiest thing, like I say, in any accident, is to blame the driver. Okay, so, but anyway, who's next on the phone?
We had Dottie Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, George, you know, I want to reiterate what you just said about 10 minutes ago, that Shell is still the best gas to use. I wanted to tell the listeners, especially the ones that still think they're getting a good deal using heli gas. I just did a test earlier this week. How high you think the premium was?
86.
Yep, you got it. It was only 86, and that was their premium.
Yeah, the regular is 86, and the mid-grade is also 86.
It's just 86 across the board.
Yep.
So, yep, I mean, just warning. So, those of who are using heli gasoline, well, they're going to be like somebody, both you and I know, that today they have a bus-up engine. I'm not going to mention names.
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, we know who you're talking about. He might be listening.
What happened now? He got, what was broken?
Pistons.
Piston.
Yeah.
One piston or two?
Two. When the octane is low, it'll break the pistons. That's what you got to watch for. And bringing the octane up will not fix the piston.
Oh, you mean once it's broken?
That's it. It's like dropping your plate on the ground. It's broken.
Because isn't engine knock, that's how damaging engine knock is. It's like telling somebody to just take a sledgehammer and hit your piston with it.
That's it. That's the knock you're hearing.
Yeah, it's like you might as well take a hammer and pound each of your pistons.
Yep. Exactly. But people don't learn until they lose the engine.
Yep.
Then it's too late.
Nowadays, you know, you remember when you blow the engine on a 66 Dodge Dart? No problem. You put a refurbished engine, $300. Today, think of what a new engine costs today.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. A Toyota Camry. A Toyota Camry. Four-cylinder is $12,000.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You also buy a new car.
Yep, but the dealers love it.
Yeah, the dealers love it. I mean, you know, they figure that, how else are they going to make money? That's why, how do you like that? The salesmen even tell the people, no, all they have to do is put 87. So people are going to buy the 87, not realizing that the 87 is as low as 82.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, thanks, George.
Thanks, Dean.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have off-air question again. So, you know, for those people who change their own oil, and what do you recommend they put it in to take it to the service station or wherever?
In a plastic container or can. And they can just pour it in at the service station or the dealer or wherever, and then take the can home again.
But not using the oil box.
No, the oil box is no good. No good. And I go check about the oil drain box. A guy took some oil drain boxes to Vegas for his son that lives there. And the son looked at the dad and said, Dad, we cannot use that here. It's illegal.
Wait, why did Dad even bring it for the son anyway?
Because he wanted to help the son. The son does his own oil drains. And that's how he came back and told me, hey, it's illegal. The oil drain boxes on the mainland is illegal. Now, folks, I don't know how much you love Hawaii, but look at it. We're destroying Hawaii. They're not destroying the USA. What's up with that? I don't understand.
Well, Hawaii is gonna end the is gonna end up being for just the rich and the poor.
Well, if there is a Hawaii left, because all of this contamination that's going down is going into the rivers and the ocean. You know, for those of you that can remember way back, the rivers and the oceans were never, ever contaminated like it is today. There's no pride in anything. It's sad. It's really sad. You know, if Queen Liliuokalani was alive, she'd be crying at how the people destroy Hawaii. Who do you have next?
I got C.A. on the line.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, George. I got a problem with this service station over here. Now, I took it in for check. Why this oil leak don't stop, keep on leaking for months and months. Then he told me he have an internal leak. Then he started stripping, looking on it closely. He said, you're going to have to remove the top of the, I got a V6 Camry. And then they said, no, they're going to have to strip the whole top of the engine. Because V6, half on the back, half in the front.
No. And, all you have to do
is
go get a bottle of AT205.
Oh, Lord, George, too late already. At that time, I never knew you had this stuff. Now, you know, the bill came up to a little over $3,000, and they changed all the parts. Now, this guy here, this jerk, the brakes go down all the way. And I told him four times, hey, the brakes is not right. And another thing, he said to step the brakes hard so I can shift from park to reverse. And they can lock so hard to, I don't want to break anything.
Where are you?
In Milani.
Well, you call me and I'll check it for you.
Because I want to turn this guy in.
Yeah, you call me, I'll check your car for you.
Oh, let me get your phone number now. Hold on. Where's my pen? Okay, what's your number, George?
847.
Yeah.
55.
Yeah.
54.
Okay, George. Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
Right.
Aloha.
Hello?
Okay. It's time for us to say
aloha.
Yes. So I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, take care of each other, folks, especially the Aina. And please don't drink and drive. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.